Page 55, Track 4. After hearing evidence and arguments presented by both sides, my final decision is against Mr. and Mrs. Duncan and in favour of Mrs. Angela Cook. However, Mrs. Cook must pay all legal and court costs for both sides for being in violation of not disclosing any potential risks or negative aspects of her property to the Duncans. The reasons I've made this decision is based entirely, as always, on strict British law and what the law states in this case. The law must always respect the clear, objective evidence presented to it. However, in this case, the evidence presented to the court has been unclear and ambiguous. Even the testimony presented by Mr. Deacon was inconclusive and out of date, having been passed to him via generations, therefore eliminating any element of clear proof. The evil presence that the Duncans, their witnesses and defence, talked about could be explained simply by the old age of the construction or animals, either inside or outside the property, causing unusual sounds and smells, for example. After all, we must remember that the cottage is located in the countryside, in a rural setting. My advice for you, Mr. and Mrs. Duncan, would be to do exactly the opposite of what Mrs. Cook did. Sell the cottage, but promote its supernatural properties, if you so believe it has them. There are plenty of ghost fanatics out there who would love to live in a haunted house. Or, firstly, check the cottage, both inside and out, for any strange animals that might be causing problems. Good luck to all of you.